Hello, and welcome to the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I'm Carl from selfsufficienthub.com, and I'm here to talk about all things self-sufficiency, all things homesteading, and about how we can reduce the gap between our consumption and our production. Sustainability and food security matters. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 389 of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I hope you're all safe and well. Today is going to be the first of several self-sufficiency challenge check-in episodes. So it is at the day of recording. This is going out on the day it's being recorded. So this is Saturday, the 3rd of September. And I'll get into what I'm doing and this week, what this week looks like, what the last couple of days have looked like, etc., etc., and talk about the future of this challenge this month and, yeah, get you all caught up. So, as you'll know, we're doing things slightly differently this year. This year, I'm going to do 4 separate challenges, each lasting a week. The last one might last a little bit longer. So we're in week 1, and the first week, this challenge, what I'm doing this week, is I'm having my evening meal be conform to exactly the same rules as last year's challenge. So last year's challenge was much, much, much more far-reaching and, well, intense, I think, than this year's, because, well, I say that, let me unpack this. Last year's challenge was all-encompassing, and every single thing that I put in my mouth, I had procured myself. The only exception, I suppose, was tap water. I was allowed tap water. But outside that, anything that I ate or drank was either grown myself, trapped myself, bartered for something else that I'd grown or made myself, or foraged myself, and that was it. So the only things that I bartered was I swapped some eggs for some flour, and I swapped a little bit of goat's cheese for some honey. So I was using all of those rules for the whole month, and that included things like salt and pepper. You know all this if you've been listening a little while, but if you're a new listener, that was the rules for last year. Well, this year, because of our house move, and it's not, what I really want to accentuate here is it's not because we have a smaller garden. It's not because of that. It's because our house move happened in the spring and we're still getting over it. And we haven't really had a very successful growing year and everything else. We didn't have that. The house move couldn't have come at a worse time insofar as being ready for this year. So if we'd moved house in the autumn, I think I'd still be doing the same challenge as last year with all the same rules, I think. And I think because of that, it just meant that I was unable really to undertake a challenge realistically with such lofty goals. So this year I've split it into 4 separate challenges. And week number 1, the first week, this challenge that we're doing this week, is I'm basically having my evening meal being prepared under the same rules as last year. So some of the changes from last year as well is I've come up with a way of sourcing some dairy because I personally don't have goats I can milk anymore. That's one of the things that I was going to be really desperately short of this month. So I've repointed a wall at a dairy farm in exchange for a month's worth of milk. So that's worked out really well. That's been a bit of bartering that I've done. I've also bartered, as always, some flour for some eggs, and that's it. I think those are the only 2 things that I'll be bartering this year. So instead of honey, last year it was honey that I traded for goat's cheese. So instead of that, this year I'm trading some milk for some of my labor, which last year wouldn't have passed muster, wouldn't have fit into the requirements because I had to trade only food for food. But like I say, this year I'm easing up on the requirements a little bit. And the other way that I've eased up massively is it's just my evening meal. So where are we? Well, on the 1st, Thursday the 1st, I had a really, really simple dinner of just scrambled eggs on sourdough bread. So that was really simple. I had no butter. That's okay. So, of course, the sourdough, the only ingredient in there was the flour. the eggs we get from the garden and the salt. Luckily, I had collected some seawater when I last went out mackerel fishing, so I was able to reduce that down and harvest enough sea salt just for those 7 meals that I'm going to need it for this month. We may use it some more, but we'll see how we get on. And so that was really simple. The only 3 ingredients were flour, eggs, and a little bit of salt in the eggs. So that was the first night's meal. Really, really simple. I'd hoped not to be quite so simple, but I'm also juggling a full-time job and I'm really, really busy at work at the moment. So that does put increased pressure on some of these things. And, you know, one thing I said when I set out what I was going to do this month is I'm trying to be kind to myself. I'm trying to enjoy the process. I'm trying to make it a challenge like it was last year, but at the same time, not make it so that it's miserable. I'm trying to enjoy what I'm doing and celebrate my wins rather than accentuating the failures. So that's why I kept it simple on Thursday. And then on Friday night was delicious. It was some mackerel that I cooked. I fried that, pan fried it, and lovely crispy skin. So I had 2 mackerel, some potatoes out of our garden, and some fresh vegetables out of our garden. I flavoured and seasoned that with a little bit of salt, with some dill, which we've got that we grew at our last property. We've got some dried dill amongst our herbs and spices. And that was it. Really, really simple. It was a little bit dry and I would have welcomed some butter, but I haven't got around to making any yet. So that's how it went. You know, that's what it was. But that's where we are at day 3. I'm not sure what I'm having for dinner this evening yet. We'll have to wait and see. And of course, if you want to follow along, I will be doing updates on my YouTube channel as well, where I'll be showing all of the food that I'm eating. Now, I'm not doing daily updates at the moment. That may change. I'm going to do them every 2 or 3 days because of time constraints. Like I say, I'm just incredibly busy at the moment. It's really difficult for me to squeeze everything in that I'm trying to do. So please bear with me. I'm doing my best. And also, you guys, please do consider partaking in your own September challenge. Even if you haven't already thought about what you're going to do, just think about something. Even if you do it just for 1 meal a day or for 1 week, just think about something you could do to challenge your self-sufficiency and see where you're at. I've mentioned several times that last year's challenge was so rewarding for me because it really taught me a tremendous amount about where I actually was in my journey, and that was invaluable. So setting out this month then, the first week, like I say, is going to be an evening meal based on last year's rules. And then on week, the subsequent weeks, I haven't worked out an order yet, but the next 3 weeks are going to be, I'm going to do 1 week where I've got £10 and that's all I'm going to spend on my food all week. So I'm going to have £10 and that's got to feed me for the week for 7 days. That'd be all my meals. Then I'm going to do another week where I'm just focusing on showcasing products. So for 1 meal each day on that week, we're going to really look at homegrown or homemade produce and really sort of try and make it the star of the show. And then on the last week or the 4th week, depending on which order we go, it might not be the last or 4th, but the 4th option, one of the weeks, is going to be focusing on homestead skills. So perhaps we're going to be making things out of things we've preserved, or we're going to be, you know, using cheese as the focus for a meal, or we're going to use ham as the focus for a meal, or pasta, or something that uses homesteading skills that we perhaps could really show off with a certain meal. So that's the plan for the 4 weeks this month. So stay tuned and I'll keep you updated. And as always, we will be finishing season 2 at the end of this self-sufficiency challenge. And I'll be taking a short break from the podcast to recharge my batteries and just to refill everything, refill my little book of ideas with the show and everything else. So that's going to be happening after my September challenge. So the rest of this month, we're going to be doing all of the usual things. I'm going to be continuing the Monday series, I hope. We're going to be doing lots of updates on the September challenge. We're also going to be doing our 4 things to do before the end of the month, our oddments episodes, all of those things. And then At some point early October, we will shut down for around a month and pick it up again in November. That's the plan. Before I go, I also want to share with you, I had an amazing voice message from a patron, which I just want to share with everybody on the show.
Hi, Carl. This is Alex Todd. So I have just listened to my 300th episode on the Self-Sufficient Hub Homestead podcast. And I'm very happy to say that I'm still loving it, still loving every bit of it. And yeah, although it's been a little bit of a strain to get my episodes in, I'm still going. And now I am 6 months behind you. That's a feat, you know. We started at a year and now I'm at 6 months and I'll take it. So still going for catching up to you one of these days. And want to thank you again for all the good work you do and can't wait to see more of the new plot. It's so exciting and I thank you. Bye-bye.
So thank you so much, Alex. And if you're unfamiliar, Alex is a patron, but he's also a time traveler. He quite often will send me an email about an episode of a show that was done in the past. And it's really, really interesting to get them and sort of a reminder of things that I've already covered. And he's gradually catching up. So I can't wait for you to hear this episode, Alex. Right. It's just a short one today, guys. I don't think I have too much else to share with you, but I do want to just share my appreciation and my thanks to all of you for supporting me in all the different ways you do. However you choose to support this show, it's genuinely appreciated. And yeah, here's to another, well, 300 episodes after this one, I'm sure. And yeah, thanks for listening, everyone, and I'll speak to you really soon. Cheers. This episode of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast was brought to you by our patrons. You guys are awesome. If you'd like to support the show, there's lots of ways you can do it. The easiest of which is just to like and review it wherever you get our podcasts. You can also tell somebody about it, whether that's on social media or just face to face with a friend who you think might benefit from it. But however you support our podcast, we really, really appreciate it. If you'd like to become a patron, please consider doing so by going to patreon.com/self-sufficient hub. However you support the podcast, it's listeners like you that make all of this possible. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I'll speak to you really soon.